"Bress my soul if I cook nudder one," he growled, angrily turning round to depart.
"Come back here, cook. Here, hand me those tongs. Now take that bit of steak there, and tell me if you think that steak cooked as it should be. Take it, I say," holding the tongs toward him. "Take it, and taste it."
Faintly smacking his withered lips over it for a moment, the old negro muttered,
"Best cooked steak I ever taste. Juicy, very juicy."
"Cook," said Stubb, squaring himself once more, "do you belong to the church?"
"Passed one once in Cape Town," said the old man sullenly.
"And you have once in your life passed a holy church in Cape Town, where you doubtless overheard a holy parson addressing his hearers as his beloved fellow creatures, have you, cook? And yet you come here and tell me such a dreadful lie as you did just now, eh?" said Stubb. "Where do you expect to go to, cook?"
"Go to bed very soon," he mumbled, half turning as he spoke.
"Avast! Heave to! I mean when you die, cook. It's an awful question. Now what's your answer?"
"When this old brack man dies," said the negro slowly, changing his whole air and demeanor, "he hisself won't go nowhere, but some blessed angel will come and fetch him."